Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A WWE Hall of Famer attacks Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins attacks the fans, and the wrestling world pays tribute to Kamala. For Monday, August the 10th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We've teamed up with Audible and we want to give you an audiobook absolutely free. Go to cultaholic.com/audible. Pick yourself a book from the likes of JR's Under the Black Hat, Glenn Jacobs' Mayor Kane, or maybe a classic like Death of WCW or the brilliant Eggshells, Pro Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. Sign up for a 30-day free trial and make your selection. You can cancel anytime you want. You haven't got to commit to a thing. And even if you cancel, you keep your book. It's good, that, isn't it? Cultaholic.com/audible. Have an audiobook on us.
I've been destroying steel doors all across the world for years with that headbutt. And come WrestleMania, you're going to be the next victim.
Bill Goldberg was chatting with American Monster Productions, the YouTube channel, this past week. And it was a fun interview. Got a little bit heavy when the subject of Roman Reigns was broached. He talked a little bit about the tweet that Roman Reigns sent out just before WrestleMania. This is a series of unfortunate events via Twitter that was started by Cultaholic Sam Driver. Just going to point that out. Sam Driver put out a tweet that showed the pad that Roman Reigns punches when he's doing his entrance. A fan tweeted Roman Reigns about this, and Roman responded with, "Nothing to explain, it's a little piece of pad, so I don't break my hand on steel, great. I've got to perform 48 weeks a year, man, so that would be stupid. It'll be like headbutting a door before my match, level of stupid. Anyway, have a good day, Nick." So a message from following on from a tweet sent by Sam Driver from Cultaholic ended up with Roman Reigns poking the bear that was Goldberg. That started off a series of events that led to almost them having a match at WrestleMania. And then, of course, COVID-19 happened. That match didn't transpire, but there is still heat between Goldberg and Roman Reigns. Goldberg, while chatting to American Monster Productions, said, "Roman, you're a joke, first of all. Second of all, when he ragged on me about headbutting the doors and stuff, I never really explained my whole thought process on that. For you guys to get the character that you got, I had to do certain things. One of them was headbutt the door. And as it may, on the outside, look like a stupid move. As I mentioned, we all weigh the positives and negatives. So it's very positive to make it as violent as humanly possible and as real as humanly possible. And all the negative is you lose a little blood and, hey, you get another concussion and cut a week off your life." Okay, cool. Good words by Goldberg. But Goldberg, in the tone in this interview, still very much anti-Roman Reigns, it seems. Now, this could be some genuine confusion or disagreement between these two. Or are we still pushing the idea of having Goldberg versus Roman Reigns at some point? Either way, Goldberg very publicly attacking Roman Reigns once again very much seems like there is still some animosity there that could possibly be cleaned up in a wrestling ring when crowds get back together. Just a thought. Seth Rollins had a habit last year of putting his foot in it during interviews and saying things that turned the fans against him. And we now are where we are now with the Monday Night Messiah. Well, he's back to his winning ways. He was in an interview with the Gorilla Position and was asked about fans and in his opinions on the way wrestling is consumed right now. And Seth Rollins said the following: "In the age of instant gratification, audiences don't have the patience for long-term storytelling. When you can binge watch your favorite series in 2 days as opposed to 2 months, it creates a different precedent for how we intake our entertainment. We are consuming it differently, and wrestling is not immune to this shift. We have to adapt as well to keep with our audience. I'm in my 30s, so I grew up with longer forms of entertainment, but our younger audience isn't wired that way." I disagree with this sentiment. I do believe that we do want longer storytelling, and I feel like to put the onus on the fans for the lack of long storytelling in WWE is a bit misplaced. Seth Rollins, in the interview Gorilla Position, also discussed the progress of Dominic Mysterio, who he's facing at SummerSlam in a couple of weeks' time. He said, "It's easy to see someone with a famous last name and scoff at it. Right now, he is only training and not wrestling matches. And yet, he's knocking it out of the park every step of the way. It says a lot about his work ethic and natural instincts for our industry. I am looking forward to seeing what the finished product would be like." AEW Dark tomorrow night will feature another former NXT star. Rachel Ellering is making her debut for the company. She is the real-life daughter of Paul Ellering and has had previous experience with NXT. She was signed to a WWE developmental deal back in 2019. However, suffered a torn ACL that kept her off screens for a year, and then she was let go as part of the mass layoffs back in April. AEW once again taking advantage of some underutilized stars within WWE who were let go. We have seen guys such as Tino Sabatelli, Tainara Conti, MJ Jenkins, all making appearances on Dark and other AEW shows. In fact, Ty Conti is currently doing well in the Deadly Draw tournaments, the women's tag tournament AEW has going on. And we have Rachel Ellering as part of AEW Dark tomorrow night. She's going to be in action facing off against Penelope Ford. Also, tomorrow night, Private Party are taking on Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison. We'll see the SCU lads versus the Butcher and the Blade. Sean Spears and Alex Chamberlain, Lee Johnson and Ray Phoenix, Kip Sabian and Michael Stevens, the Jurassic Express versus Pineapple Pete, Corey Hollins and Aaron Solo, Big Love, Sugar Dunkerton, and M'Badu and Sean Dean facing Austin and Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn and Billy Gunn's son teaming up on Dark tomorrow night. Also the Hybrid 2 and the Natural Nightmares in tag action as well. A packed episode of Dark, plus another AEW debut for a former NXT star. Chris Jericho and his band Fozzy have had some mixed reviews over the weekend. So Fozzy performed on Saturday night at the annual Bikers Rally in Sturgis. Now, the rally itself was in the news because an estimated 250,000 people turned up from all across America and in some parts across the world. And it would have been potentially a hotbed for COVID-19 if precautions weren't taken. Chris Jericho was part of that. He says the show was at 35% capacity in the indoor building. However, there are photos doing the rounds that show that building was packed. Also, masks were given out to make sure that everybody who didn't have a mask had one. There were temperature checks taken at the door, we were told as well. Chris Jericho says that the show adhered to all the security measures of COVID-19 to make sure that everybody is checked to make sure they are healthy and eligible to enter. And I think there'll be a lot of questions over whether or not they should have been a part of it. I think Sturgis was something that was heavily talked about in the news over the weekend as well, whether the Bikers Rally should have gone ahead. We have seen events that would feature less people getting cancelled. Trademark news from WWE. They have filed for quite a few new copyrights, possibly suggesting that they have plans for a few NXT UK guys going forward. So Fightful reported that WWE have filed for the following: Karrion Kross, Indy Hartwell, Casey Catanzaro, Jake Atlas, James Drake, and Mustache Mountain. So they're looking to own the creative rights to all of those names, keeping them presumably within the WWE's books for time to come. Obviously, the two names at the very end there, James Drake and Mustache Mountain, with NXT UK still on hold. We don't quite know when things are going to get back to normal there, but the fact that they are trademarking NXT UK names suggests that whatever the fate of NXT UK, James Drake and Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, still very much part of WWE's plans, you'd assume. AJ Styles was on Twitch the other night and he was asked about dream opponents. And the one name that came out was the rated R superstar, Edge. Styles said, "I've got to have a match with Edge before him and I both retire. I think that's something that we both want. I know he tore his tricep and hopefully it's a speedy recovery for him. That's one that I want badly. And I think he would like to have it as well. It would be great. I am very much looking forward to it, Edge." He's really made a name for himself since returning to WWE, and now he is on the books on an almost permanent basis. MVP has signed a multi-year contract with WWE. He made the announcement on Instagram on Saturday night, saying, "I've come to terms with WWE on a multi-year deal. MVP is in the Hurt business for the foreseeable future." And he was celebrating with a little cheeky spirit. Congratulations to MVP. He's a guy that turned up in the Royal Rumble back in January and has just made his presence felt. And obviously impressed the right people, done the right things and grafted. And it's great to see MVP as part of Monday Night Raw on the weekly. A lot has been said about Raw Underground since it made its debut a week ago on Monday Night Raw. Quite a few sources saying that they are making everything up as it goes along as it pertains to Raw Underground, and there's no real set focus and plans in place. John Cena has had his opinion on Raw Underground. He was speaking to Newsweek about his new series on sci-fi, Dallas and Robo, but he was asked about the inaugural Raw Underground, and John Cena says, "This is an opportunity. I think any paradigm shift, any big announcements, anything in that world that is ever changing, constantly pivoting, there is always a search for growth. It's an opportunity. That's exactly what it is. So I think it needs a little bit of time to find itself. And in all things, if it lacks creative definition from the top, I really hope performers embrace the unknown and they define it." John Cena with a call to action there to the roster saying, "Hey, look, if people don't know what this is going to be, maybe step into it and find a way to make it your own. There's an opportunity there." We could see a Raw star written off TV tonight. This is potentially a spoiler, so you have been warned. So Ric Flair has been a part of the run-up to SummerSlam in Randy Orton's corner. And according to Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer, tonight on Raw could be his final night as part of that story. Dave reported in the latest Observer that barring any major rewrites during tapings last week, this week's Raw will feature a segment where Ric Flair gets written off. Meltzer says it's already taped, so Ric Flair is there and the angle is there, so I guess unless they can it at the last word when they were doing the taping that afternoon, the Ric Flair angle was definitely still on the show. There were plans last time they were taping to do something which would see Ric Flair taken off the card for SummerSlam. Now, how this goes, there's multiple different ways. It could be a case that Drew McIntyre ends up putting Ric Flair on the shelf with a well-placed claymore. It could be, and this is the most likely, it could be Randy Orton punt-kicking Ric Flair to show an even meaner streak. We'll find out in the next 24 hours or so, won't we, when Monday Night Raw airs tonight. And then we will be here tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel discussing everything that went down on Raw Graded.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Accompanied by Kim Chi and Dr. Harvey Whippleman, here's the Ugandan giant, Kamala.
My goodness, what an awesome creature this man is.
This morning we pay our respects to James Harris, known to wrestling fans all around the world as Kamala, who has passed away at the age of 70. Jim Harris started wrestling in 1978, going under the names Sugar Bear Harris, and whilst wrestling in the UK as the Mississippi Mauler, Big Jim Harris. It wasn't until he donned the attire of the Ugandan headhunter Kamala and started feuding with Jerry Lawler in Memphis that people started truly paying attention.
Southern heavyweight title on the line, and Kamala, brought in by Jimmy Hart, slashing away at the King.
What a huge one. Whew, I'd forgotten how big he was.
Kamala was noticed by the World Wrestling Federation, and subsequently this led him to a memorable rivalry against Hulk Hogan.
We all saw the 1-2-3 right here in Madison Square Garden. We saw Kamala pin Hulk Hogan, and then through a travesty of injustice, Kamala just tortured Hogan. He could have beaten him at any time. He was busy cutting up meat like a butcher at a slaughterhouse, because Kamala, we demand Bobby the Brain. This is the champion, and everyone here at a sellout here in Madison Square Garden, we all know that Kamala is the uncrowned champion.
Over the next 10 years, we would see Kamala bounce between Memphis Wrestling and the World Wrestling Federation, engaging in rivalries with top stars like The Undertaker in the WWF. Kamala would leave the World Wrestling Federation at the end of 1993. He would still make sporadic appearances for the WWF in the 90s and the noughties, as well as World Championship Wrestling and in Memphis. There was a moment in 2006 where Kamala faced off against Umaga on Monday Night Raw.
Two huge men here in this match. We're live here on Monday Night Raw. And Kamala, with a big chop from Kamala. Kamala has Umaga stagger.
Gosh. He would still work the independent circuit as well. He'd work in Memphis Wrestling, rekindling that long rivalry with Jerry Lawler. He'd also appear at Jay Lethal and SoCal Val's wedding in TNA Wrestling. And there was a memorable moment where he faced Bryan Danielson for the Ring of Honor Championship. Harris had suffered a number of health issues throughout his years, including having both legs amputated due to high blood pressure and diabetes. When his wrestling career subsequently ended, Harris wrote his autobiography, Kamala Speaks, and he focused on his other passion in life, music.
Her name is Ruby. First of all, I want you to know that she's a real big liar. Just lies all the time. But one day, old Ruby decided to write some checks. Bad checks. As a matter of fact, she wrote 3 bad checks. But Willie did it. And you know what? She didn't even have a bank account.
Harris wrote over 100 songs throughout his life and self-funded the release of The Best of Kamala, Volume 1. Since the announcement of the passing of Kamala, the WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling and the Cauliflower Alley Club have paid their respects via Twitter, as well as many of Kamala's colleagues, including Goldberg, who says, "Saddened to hear the news of the passing of the great Kamala, the first wrestler I had the pleasure of seeing live. I was a believer." William Regal has tweeted, "My deepest condolences to the family of James Harris. I first saw him on TV when I was a child in the UK and at live shows as the Mississippi Mauler, Big Jim Harris, and then had the pleasure of being on shows with him in the US. A lovely man."
Wants me to rub the moons on his belly. You bloody man, get down, you heathen. Get back off.
And Bret Hart has left a touching tribute to Jim Harris, saying, "I'm heartbroken to hear of the passing away of Big Jim Harris, aka Kamala. I met Jim in 1981 in Croydon, close to London, England, where he was breaking in as the Mississippi Mauler, working with Big Daddy Crabtree. I caught up with him 3 years later as Kamala in WWE, when he was a terrifying monster heel working on top with Hulk Hogan. Unlike his heel character, he was one of the friendliest, nicest, happy-go-lucky guys I ever knew in pro wrestling. I had the pleasure of working with him in 1992 when I was WWE champion. He was great to work with, and I smile at the memories of him laughing so hard at my infamous blackboard drawings. He had a great sense of humor, and like Andre, he'd race into the dressing room to see what my latest cartoon was about. He always had a big smile, despite all his challenges, including the loss of both legs. Always a kind and happy, gentle soul. I will miss him for always being so good to me. R.I.P. Big Jim Harris."
Don't think of me as, "Oh, please help me, help me." I don't want them to think of me that day. I want them to think of me as uplifting.
For Monday, August the 10th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.